Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking an urban oasis in Austin.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Hey there, welcome to another edition of Lifestyle Thursday. Thanks for joining us. We totally appreciate your time. And this week, we're going to actually talk about some lifestyle luxury, if you will. And we're going to feature a hotel, a brand new, spanking brand new hotel in the middle of Austin, Texas, which is already one of the hottest cities around. We just mentioned this and talked about this in a recent episode, and Austin is one of the hottest cities to travel in 2018, and it just might be getting a little more awesomer, when the urban oasis, that is the brand spanking new Fairmont Austin, opens later this year. They've had a couple of delays on their opening, but they're set to go in 2018. And be up and running by South by Southwest, which is coming up in a few short months. This hotel is located smack dab in the middle of the downtown area, and it's a brand new gem of a hotel, and it's a great addition to the ever-expanding Austin skyline. Our good friend and director of communications for the Fairmont Austin, Casey Barks, gave us a behind-the-scenes tour of this brand new property. Now, Casey, we go way back to the Fairmont Olympic Seattle when we did our Seattle giveaway. So he's an awesome dude, really knows his way around cities and stuff. He's new to Austin, just moved from Seattle last year, but is basically now a local. But this Texas-sized hotel will now be the largest Fairmont in their chain of hotels. It towers 37 stories high and holds 1,048 rooms, with five of the most anticipated restaurants opening 2018, according to Eater and all the other foodie websites. They also have their own food hall. So this is not just your regular hotel. And Austin is already a hot food scene, and it's continuing to keep growing. Of course, barbecue pretty much is the king there, but there's so many more diverse choices in Austin. And these restaurants that they have there, they will also include a on the seventh floor. Casey's going to talk about it. They're going to have their own bar with food that up there. So this is a really special hotel that's opening in Austin. There's already a bunch of really cool hotels. Later on next week, we're actually going to do a whole Austin episode talking to locals and just what there is to do there. And it, one of those cities that I've never traveled to. Shauna's been there before, but I fell in love. And I have to go back and spend at least a week or two there because there's just so many music venues to go see, that alone, let alone how many more restaurants that I actually want to go try there. So anyway, so are you ready to check in for the brand new Fairmont Austin Hotel? Well, enjoy our conversation with Casey as we talk about this awesome hotel. Before we get started, we're going to listen to a little bit of We Get by local band Spoon.
We get high in backseat circles. We break into mobile homes. We go to sleep to shake a pill. Never wake up on our own. And that's the way we get by. So where we get by. All that's the way we get by, to where we get by.
Well, Casey, thanks for coming on the show and that we're talking about the new Fairmont Hotel here in Austin. So tell us a little bit about the hotel and why Fairmont decided to really move into downtown Austin.
Sure. Well, I think that, you know, first of all, Austin is this incredibly powerful growing market right now, both from a convention, from a leisure. You know, you've got these huge events like South by, ACL, F1 that are really drawing large groups from a convention and from a business standpoint. But then it's just such an important leisure destination from the culture and the music and the history. So it was sort of almost needed to have a property here.
Right.
Also, Fairmont as a brand being Canadian based, it's located, headquarters are located in Toronto, just bought by Accor, which is based out of Paris, which is one of the largest hotel groups in Europe.
Oh, okay.
They needed more U.S. prominence. I mean, we've got some incredible hotels in the U.S., in Seattle, in San Francisco, in L.A., but not a lot in sort of middle America. You've got the properties in Chicago. We've got one in Dallas. But then again, on the East Coast, we have a bunch. So filling in that center, having more options for the brand here, being somewhere that's so culturally diverse and beautiful with its history, it just made sense.
Right. And Fairmont has also remodeled a lot of hotels in the past and stuff like that, but this one is ground up and it's it seems like it's going to be one of your jewels, a gem in the Fairmont chain.
It really will.
Stuff. Yeah.
Well, and you know, all luxury and elegance aside, it is going to be by square footage the largest hotel in Fairmont's brand. It will be the second largest by rooms behind the Royal York in Toronto. So it is a huge icon of the Fairmont brand. And so you're totally right. It's going to be definitely one of our most important properties. It's the largest opening of the Fairmont brand ever from ground up. The brand has a tendency to buy beautiful classic properties and rebrand and remodel. And so coming in and starting something from ground up is not necessarily regular for the brand, but super exciting to see it happen.
Right. And I think both are needed too. It's great to remodel the older ones, keep those classic, you know, buildings and whatnot and stuff like that. But then it's also, especially a skyline like here in, and we're actually looking at the hotel right now too in Austin,
that it's a cool skyline as it is. But now, I mean, this building, I think it makes it stand out even more.
It really does. And one of the great things about Austin is that there is that depth of history. Mm-hmm. So you have hotels mm-hmm. like the Driscoll that were built in, that was built mm-hmm. in, I believe, 1886. Mm-hmm. One of the oldest hotels in America, just mm-hmm. beautiful and elegant and classic. But then you have these great newer hotels, mm-hmm. The Van Zandt, it's a Kimpton, mm-hmm. and it's just so well done and elegant and fun right. and playful. Geraldine's that they have is a great bar. So there's a need in this city for both, that
right.
classic, historic, you know, part of the fabric, but then mm-hmm. you need these new, hip, fun, playful, chic options.
Right, right. So tell us a little bit about, like, you just gave us a spiel about everything that's going to be here. And I think it seriously does sound like a cool hotel. Like, tell us about some of the bars and restaurants, what I think is really awesome.
Yeah, of course. You know, one of the things about hotels right now is, and I love Kimpton and Fairmont for what they're doing with mm-hmm. culinary. They're mm-hmm. bringing it back.
Right.
You know, I think that there was this perception through the 90s and early 2000s of the sort of big boxes ruining mm-hmm. that culinary culture of hotels.
Yeah.
And so seeing hotels do it well again is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have 5 restaurants varying from our lobby lounge, Fulton, with live music and great cocktails. We're going to be doing there's a restaurant called Review. It's going to be a dining hall with 4 different dining concepts, open kitchen, just a lot of fun, very playful, everything from scratch. And then we're going to have a 7th floor roof deck pool bar. It's called Rules and Regs, playful, fun. Right.
Breaking that's really rules. Awesome, too.
Yeah. Breaking rules, bending regulations. You know, I mean, we're going to take it to the limit, but then also stay classy and stay mm-hmm. kind of within that Fairmont brand perspective. And that bar is what I'm excited for. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's indoor, outdoor, 80 seats indoor, 80 seats outdoor, mm-hmm. a patio overlooking downtown. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, I mean, I'm a little worried about just the amount of people that are going to want to get in there.
Right.
But man, it's going to be fun. And it opens up to the pool. So if you're staying at the hotel, you've got direct access mm-hmm. to the pool. The pool has 14 cabanas. It's the largest outdoor pool in Austin, mm-hmm. for a hotel. It's just our spa is the largest mm-hmm. in downtown, the only full service spa in downtown. Mm-hmm. We're telling people that this is an urban oasis. Mm-hmm. You know, we want you to be able to come here and have this resort style feeling right in the center of it all. If you want to go out and have a night out on Rainy or Dirty Six mm-hmm. and listen to live music and be out drinking until 2 a.m., mm-hmm. do it. We would love that. If you want it to be quiet and classy and elegant and have a spa day, have bubbles by the pool, have a beautiful dinner in Garrison or fine dining steakhouse, you know, this is also an option. And we want to give that availability to our guests.
Right. And the spa thing you mentioned too before, it's also opens up in the windows. You can see the skyline in downtown.
Yep. Floor to ceiling windows.
Which is way cool.
Oh, man.
I think a lot of times you go to hotels, you're like, you're kind of in a enclosed area in the spa and stuff like that. So
exactly.
I think that kind of, you almost feel like you're outdoors.
I mean, you'll be sitting, we've got separate men's and women's locker rooms and these locker rooms have men's and women's steam room, sauna room and whirlpool jacuzzi. So you can be sitting in the men's locker room with your boys in the jacuzzi, having a beer and overlooking downtown, the cityscape. You've got a view of all of the beautiful skyscrapers and you can watch the sunset. I mean, it's going to be a pretty epic spot to just relax and unwind.
Right. Tell us a little bit about the food hall that you guys have, which I think is a cool concept for a hotel.
Oh yeah. So, you know, we're starting to see and it's become pretty popular in New York and in Seattle and San Francisco and LA where you're getting these concepts that are multiple concepts and it's just starting to take traction.
Yeah, which is an old European kind of stuff. Yeah,
exactly. And so our dining hall is called Review, R-E-V-U-E. It's a classic collection. Mm-hmm. And the space is sort of made to look almost like a movie set, which is a lot of fun and it's playing off of the name with Review. But we've got 4 different dining concepts. We've got an Asian concept. It's noodles. It's sort of a mashup of really great different kind of culinary cuisines. Open kitchen, so you can watch them pulling noodles, hand cutting noodles. We've got an Italian concept, from scratch pizzas, from scratch pasta. You know, just a really fun. I've gotten to taste some of the pastas they're doing, and it's It's incredible. And then there's a pastry shop in there. We'll be doing fresh pastries, and there'll be crepe stations, and we'll be doing both sweet and savory crepe options with that. And then there's a crudo wine bar down the center with 35 seats around the bar. We'll be one of a small handful of oyster bars in Austin. Our chefs have sourced some incredible vendors to bring in oysters fresh daily.
Right.
It's going to be a really cool opportunity for, you know, you and I are going to lunch and I want pizza and you want noodles.
Right. Well, got it. And that also becomes a destination too, that you're going to go there just, you know, for there, even if you, if you're local or maybe you're staying somewhere else or whatever the case is, you're like, oh, I want to go there because I've heard that's really good.
Totally.
You know, which is great to see hotels have that. It's not your typical just regular hotel. You know, you got serious good food restaurants.
I think one of the best parts about it is, so our executive chef, Andre Natera, he's from Texas. He opened one of the best restaurants in Dallas. He was named top five chefs in Dallas for several years. Wow. He, for the last 4 years, I believe, has been running all of the Omnis through Austin and San Antonio. So he came on the team. So we had our leader from Texas, our local boy. And then he built this team, and it, we're calling them the Hateful Eight because there's eight and they're just like, awesome. I mean, they're killing it. And he pulled them from all over the world. I mean, we've got a chef from Vancouver, a chef from Chicago, a chef from Malaysia, you know, and part of why we're going to be able to do these really unique, varying concepts in culinary is because we have people who grew up cooking these things from around the world. You know, we have somebody coming who spent most of his life cooking in Malaysia and Hawaii. And so he's bringing this really incredible understanding of Asian influenced flavors and Pacific flavor profiles. It's just going to be so cool to see these guys all mash up together and have fun. Right. I've been having fun just experiencing it and
I've tasted a few things. Well, I think that's also important too in Austin too, that, that, you know, I mean, maybe some people might think it's just barbecue and, but it's not. I mean, it's, Austin is seriously one of the best food scenes anyway. So it's important for you guys to have something like that too.
Of course. And credibility wise. Yeah. You know, I mean, like you were saying, from that local market.
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/ETM for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me, and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance, so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.
Austinites are loyal.
Yeah.
You know, they love what they love. They stay true to their favorites. And, you know, if a restaurant or bar does something wrong, I mean, I won't name names, but there's been some bars that have maybe posted something negative on social the community comes together behind it and fights for that cause. Mm. And I think that that's going to be an important thing that we need to keep in mind, that we need to continue to be authentically local for them, not just for our guests, to show them what Austin is, but to be true to the local community and say, hey, we're here and we're part of what you are. Right. It's going to just make it even better through the years and as we grow with the community becoming more and more of a part of it.
Right. And one of the things, obviously, that Austin is known for South by Southwest. And you guys have a couple of cool ideas. I mean, A, you have some really big, you have two ballrooms, right, with 2,000, that can hold 2,000 people, right?
Yep.
I mean, and then you're planning to do some events of your own at the hotel too,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah. So we've been working with South By on a number of things. The great thing about South by Southwest is it's such a well-known product.
Right.
And so they really take over hotels when they do their conference. And so they're going to be taking over our two largest ballrooms. One is 26,000 square feet. One is 32,000 square feet. And those are going to be large production rooms, you know, just different vendors and lots of things going on. All of our breakout rooms will be used for panels. We've got so many fun things that it's just going to be extension of South By. But then we also have our seventh floor pool deck, which has these sliding doors that open up to a great concert hall venue. We've been working with them on discussing, you know, what can we do as far as music and cool parties and after parties. And I mean, that is 10 days of just nonstop.
Right.
And so we're pretty excited to really integrate into it and do so many fun things, pop-ups, activations. Some I can't talk about.
That's the, at least there's plans being developed
and
you guys are really connected to
right
to the literally, convention center where everything happens for South by South.
We have a walkway that connects us to the convention center. And then, so our rules and regs bar, which is on the seventh floor, is going to be open to the public all through South by. So even if you maybe can't get into that exclusive event on the seventh floor on the pool deck or that concert that we have going on, you're still going to be, we're going to be open to the public for one of our most anticipated bars. So there's that option too, where, you know, maybe you aren't on that list, but you can still be right there having a great cocktail in one of the coolest bar scenes overlooking downtown.
Yeah. Right. And also too, that you mentioned earlier about, the gold service, the gold, what's the
Fairmont Gold. Yeah.
Tell us about that. Cause I think that's something that people like, hey, you know what? I want to be treated like royalty or celebrity or something like that. And this sounds like it would be like
so we're calling it our luxury hotel within a hotel. It's 131 rooms, two floors, private check-in. You have access to our 5,000 square foot gold lounge. Have four meal services complimentary with your room. We'll have private check-in where when you arrive and you pull up, the valet gets you out of your car. They're already radioing up to the gold floor to be ready to check you in. They escort you to the elevator, give you your key. You're already there. They have a glass of champagne waiting for you. They greet you. The person who's
it's like James Bond or something.
The person that's been communicating with you for the past couple of days on what that's attractions really cool. you want to see, what amenities do you like. They're there to greet you and say hello and introduce themselves face to face and make themselves available. They're your private concierge throughout your visit. And so like you said, for the more upscale celebrities and things, there's also that level of discretion where you have that space that is a private lounge where if you need a little time to get away from the hustle and bustle and have a quiet space to yourself to work or take a call, have a snack, that'll be available to you. And our director of VIP services is incredible. He's super cool. His name is Justin. And he's a musician himself. He's already put in that he wants a wall of usable and playable guitars.
Oh, that's cool.
And so if you play guitar and you come and you check into Gold and you walk into the lounge and you see a Gibson that you've never gotten to play on, pull it down.
Right.
You know? Justin will grab one too and he'll jam with you. That's what Austin's all about. And we want to make sure that we're being true to that.
Yeah.
But from a luxury perspective, thing people notice a lot about Austin is that there aren't as many luxury hotel offerings as there could be. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a Four Seasons, which is beautiful, mm-hmm. and we have this incredible collection of hotels down on South mm-hmm. Congress, the South Congress Hotel in San Jose, mm-hmm. that are boutiques
yeah,
and
yeah.
just gorgeous. But yeah. that level of luxury service mm-hmm. is still growing here.
Yeah.
And so we're really excited to bring it to Austin in a way that Fairmont does it everywhere else, mm-hmm. But make it true to the community here.
Yeah. And I always, when I go, especially hotels in downtown areas and stuff like that, I always don't like, it feels sterile. It feels like, I don't know, you know, there's a Subway or there's, you know, whatever. But Austin has a completely different downtown area. I mean, there's great barbecue places. You know, there's so many things around there. So I think that's sort of a cool thing that you guys are here too.
Yeah. And the position of the hotel is really unique because we're right at Red River and Cesar Chavez.
Right.
So we're looking directly down Rainey, which is the historic Rainey district of bars that 5 years ago was a row of houses that a little cute bungalows that started just popping up into bars and now is one of the best nightlife places in Austin. So you've got that just south of the hotel. Mm-hmm. And then just northwest of the hotel is the business district. Mm-hmm. So you're and literally across the street to the west is the convention center. Mm-hmm. So you're smack dab in the middle of all of these different unique cultural components of the city. Or, you know, a 5 minute walk down Cesar Chavez, you're in East Austin and you're having barbecue at La Barbecue, one of the most I mean, I think they're opening up a location in LA now too.
They are. Yeah.
It's like a growing brand. Yeah. Everybody knows that that is if you want brisket. And so that's a few steps away from us. Yeah. So being right there on the corner of downtown where we're still right in that business district, we're closer to Rainey than any other downtown hotel. We're right there by East Austin. I mean, it's just opening up the doors of what do you want to do?
Right.
What do you want to do when you come to Austin?
Right.
There's so many options.
This is one spectacular property. I loved touring the new Fairmont Austin. I love the location it's in. We literally walked from the hotel to some of the coolest parts of Austin after we did this interview and had amazing dinner, amazing drinks. It's just, you know, like a beacon, I think, in the Austin skyline. And I think the cool thing, too, is that a lot of times we think hotels like Fairmont's maybe are too luxurious or a little off-putting and not funky enough. And I'm going to tell you that the Fairmont Austin is, if you couldn't tell already, one of those places that you want to stay because it is funky. It does have the cool factor. And it's really affordable, especially if you compare it to other properties in Austin. So hopefully this has inspired you to get out and explore, try something new, head on down to Austin if you've not been there before. I promise you, you're going to eat good, you're going to meet a lot of great people, and you're going to have so much fun, you're actually not going to want to get on the airplane going home. As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. You can check out my co-host Jeff on Instagram at The Traveling Game. And if you love this podcast, do me a favor, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, and head on over to the link in the show notes and leave us a 5-star review.